88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, this afternoon, Jesus. We pray that God has really blessed you today, and we know he has because you can hear us. And if you can hear us, that means God is moving. Praise the Lord. I am Pastor Patricia Munquery out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, with Anointed and Obedient Vessels of God's Ministry. We're coming in today to announce what's going on in Glenmore, Louisiana on August the 27th and the 28th. We're having a revival. It's called Fire, Fire, Fire. You don't want to miss this revival. It's going to start at 7 p.m. at Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church in Glenmore, Louisiana. Pastor Savannah Sumler is the pastor there. And we just want to just encourage the people today with this prayer line today. And so we ask that you call in today if you have a prayer request. The local number is 318-484-2500. Once again, the local number is 318-484-2500. And if you're calling from out of town, the 1-800 number is 877-464-2500. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to turn the mic over to my sister Bridget, but we want you to know that the revival that we're going to be having, we're going to have Prophet Eddie Edwards out of Beaumont, Texas. We're going to have Apostle Eric and Fran Lone out of Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Glory Center. We're going to also have Elder Patricia Green out of Marshall, Texas. The event is free, and whosoever will, let them come. We will be wearing masks at this event. So, amen.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. My name is Minister Bridget Lee. And just like my sister said, we are here live. If you have any prayer requests, if you have any prayer need, don't hesitate to call in to that number. We are here for you. Once again, that number is 318-484-2500. That is local. And if you are out of town, you can reach this prayer line at 877-464-2500. If you have any prayer need, we are here to pray with you, to touch and agree with you in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I know that we all are going through some kind of changes in our lives. We are going through some struggles. We are having some complications, even if it's in our home, in our bodies. We are here to touch and agree with you. If you hear this prayer, I mean, if you online and you listening to 88.1 today, feel free to give us a call. Feel free to give us a call. And don't forget, the revival, August the 27th and the 28th. You don't want to miss what God is going to do. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
My sister is going to go ahead and read a scripture for us today. And then I'm going to go behind her and read another scripture. But we are here to touch and agree with you on 88.1. We are Anointed and Obedient Vessels of God Ministry. Talk with the sisters all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we are here to touch and agree with you. The Bible said that men should always pray and not faint. That number again, you want to call in? Oh, we got a call. Let's take our call. Well, praise the Lord. Who do we have on the line with us today?
This is Miss Henry from Monroe, Louisiana. I heard everything. Because I'm up in the kitchen area, and I always keep my radio on.
Yes,
anyway,
ma'am.
To hear the gospel, to hear the preach, to hear everything that I need to hear.
Glory be to God. Yes, ma'am.
I heard what y'all beautiful ladies said.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Amen. To God be all the glory. How can we pray with you on today?
Well, my family, and I have lymphedema in my legs.
Mm. Okay.
That's the problem I'm going through. I know it's the work of the enemy.
Mm. Well, the Bible said that what?
But I claim my healing.
Amen.
I decree healing.
Okay.
I speak healing every day.
Amen. Amen. And you know what the Bible says?
And I'm a prayer. I'm a prayer warrior.
Amen.
Every morning, I'm a prayer warrior.
Amen.
Off to myself.
Amen.
And I thank God for my peace that I have in my home.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to give you what the words say. The Bible
yes,
said
ma'am.
That by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. And I know that you're speaking the word, and I know that you are declaring the word of God. And the Bible said that whatsoever you ask in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. And then we just coming in agreements with your prayer today. We're just believing,
yes,
God, in the name of Jesus, that lymphedema, it has to go in the name of Jesus.
Glory,
yes,
ooh,
ma'am.
Glory,
and we thank God for your peace in your home today. We thank
ooh,
God
glory,
for whatever
oh,
what
glory,
he's doing
oh,
in your life.
Oh, glory.
Yes,
glory.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for your peace, the peace that passes all understanding in your home today. We thank God for what the healing in your body. This revival is going to be a revival of miracles, signs, and wonders. We believe in God to move like never before, because you know what? There's so much calamity going on in the world. It's time for the glory. It's time for the body of Christ to raise up and to rise up and decree and declare what thus say the Lord thy God. And stand on his word. Stand on the healing principles of the name of Jesus, the healing scriptures. Believe God. Believe God. Go ahead, Trisha, and pray for it.
Thank you, Jesus. Ma'am, can I have your name again, please?
Ma'am?
Can I have your name again?
Oh, Gertrude.
Gertrude. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace. Father,
hallelujah.
We thank you and
hallelujah.
We bless you.
Oh,
we honor
hallelujah.
You and we adore you. We welcome thy presence. For your words say, where two or three are gathered in your name,
yes,
you'll
Lord.
Be there in the midst thereof, Father.
Yes,
and so, Father, we thank you, Father, that we can call on you. You say you will answer, and you will show
God.
Us great.
No matter what it looks like,
Father,
like,
we're touching the grave with Miss Gertrude today, Lord God. Father, your words say Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of peace was upon you, Lord God. And it's by your stripes, Lord God, Miss Virtue is healed, Lord God, from the top
yes,
of her head
thank
to the sole of her feet. We command the spirit, the infirmity
hallelujah,
is trying
hallelujah.
To touch her legs, Lord God. We cast it back down to the midst of Jesus. And we send it back to the midst of hell. You are trespassing on God's property. And I heard you say, God, touch not my prophet and do it no harm, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, right, God. Oh, God, that she received it by faith, Lord God. But it was done over 2,000 years ago. In Jesus' name, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. In Jesus' majestic name, God. And we say to you, be the praise, God. Amen and amen.
Glory, 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 glory.
Thank
glory,
you,
glory.
Jesus.
So we're going to give you a scripture, Mark
you,
chapter
Jesus.
5 and verse 34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace. And he...
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory.
And be whole of thy plague. In yes, Jesus' name. That's Mark 5 and 34. Amen. Well, Miss Gertrude, thank
Amen.
You so much for calling us
oh,
today.
Glory.
Please just continue to just stand in faith. Keep your faith in God. Believe God no matter what the situation may look like, no matter what it may sound like, what kind of report the doctors may give. You know that God is your healer, and stand on that word regardless to whatever the circumstance may be. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Don't forget to call 88.1. The number is 484-2500 if you have a prayer request. And also the 1-800 number is 877-464-2500. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Once again, we are here, and we are talking to you today all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma, about the revival, the fire revival. I'm saying
Amen.
revival, but the land needs reviving.
Amen.
So we are talking to you today about the fire revival. You know, Trisha, I believe that God is going to move on this revival.
Amen.
I believe that the saints of God are going to come out and
yes,
they're going to be blessed to hear Prophet Eddie.
Yes.
It was all the way from Beaumont, Texas, and it's on that Friday night at 7 p.m. at Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church, and we just thank God and bless God for him being in the house. Amen.
Amen. And don't forget, we have some awesome vocalists that's coming also.
Oh, yes. Oh,
we
yes.
have the Apostle and Apostle Fran and his friend and Eric Lone out of the Glory Center in Tulsa, yes. Oklahoma. And they are an awesome couple of the Lord. Also, we have Minister Trisha Green out of Marshall, Texas. Amen.
Thank you for calling in to 88.1. Who do we have on the line with us today?
Hello?
Turn your radio down some too, sweetheart, please. Thank you. My name is Minister Bridget Lee, and I'm here with my sister, Pastor Patricia Munquery. We're here to pray with you. How can we pray with you on today?
My name is Elizabeth Sherman, and I'd like for you to pray for me on the day of, for my family.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear, pray for what reason, ma'am?
For my family.
For your family. Amen. Yes, we can touch and agree. You know, God loves family.
Yes, he does.
He does. He loves family. And the Bible says, if thou believe, you and your household shall be saved. So we can't give you our words. We can't give you nobody words but what the word of God say. And see, the word, and man's word going to fall. But see, God's word will never fall. It will never fail. He going to perform that which he has promised you. So we're going to touch and agree with you for your family. And we're going to believe God that healing will come in your family. Deliverance will come in your family. Salvation will come in your family. Hope will come in your family. Peace will come in your family. We're just going to believe God for you today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for our sister in Christ. We ask you in the name of Jesus to touch her family, Lord God. You know all about the family. Father, you sit high and you look down low. We just speak peace in this family in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind every tormenting spirit in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you now in Jesus' name. Lord God, we release hope. We release joy. We release peace. Father, your word said that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we release hope and joy, peace and love for Elizabeth, Lord God. We thank you for her right now, that she's standing in a gap for her family. Father, you told her, you gave her a promise. If she believed, then her and her household shall be saved, Lord God. So we thank you for salvation in the house. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the need be, Lord God, be it financial, Lord God, be it peace in the mind, peace in the spirit, we just touch and agree with her right now. Move, Lord God. Do it for your glory. Do it for your glory, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you now for doing it in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we ask that you would supply jobs. Oh, Father, jobs in the name of Jesus. We just decree jobs in their household. Financial needs being met in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for doing it right now in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Start rejoicing, honey. Yes. Call those things that be not as though they already are. For your family, for your household, for your children, whatever it may be, Lord God, for the marriages. Father, we just decree it to be so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Do you agree? Do you agree with us on today?
Oh, yes.
Amen, honey. Amen. Be it done to you according to your faith. Yes. Be it done unto you according to your faith. Hope thou in God. Put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will not fail you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
No.
Amen.
Amen. I have one scripture for you, honey. In Ezekiel, that's 20 and 30, it says, so I sought for a man. So in the Bible, there's no genders in the Bible. He says, so I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. And so God is saying with you, you're the person that he has called to stand in the gap for the family. And not just And not only that, we make up a hedge when we pray for our brothers and sisters.
That's right.
We plead the blood of Jesus over your family.
Amen.
We pray, Father, that I agree with the prayer that your families will be saved, and not just saved, but healed, delivered, and set free.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We bind up any sickness and disease, and we loose the blood of Jesus over you and your household. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Once again, we are here in Alexandria, Louisiana. We're taking all prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, if you have a prayer need, go ahead and announce yourself.
Hello?
Hello.
Hear me?
I'm sorry. What, turn your radio down some, please.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can. Just turn your radio down just a little bit, okay?
Sounds so far away.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here, babe. I'm here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this Miss Bridget Lee?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you know Shawan Go then, huh?
Oh, I sure do, Mr. Shawan Go. How you doing today?
Amen.
Oh, nothing. I want y'all to pray for me. Y'all going to pray for me today?
Oh, amen. Yes, we will. What you need prayer for?
Anything that anybody can possibly need prayer for.
Amen. Be it done unto you according to your faith. Be it done unto you. You know the word.
Amen.
You right. Know what Jesus say. You walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
You understand right. What I'm saying? And don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Don't let nobody persuade you any other kind of way. You walk by faith right. And not by sight. And we just speak the word of God over you, that your hands are blessed. Every place the sole of your feet shall tread, you are a possessor of the land. You are king in the eyesight of the Father. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We cast down worry right now in the name of Jesus. We release faith. Faith. You got to see yourself in the spirit realm and sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Despite of what's going on around you, you sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you bless God. You bless God. You go through wherever you are just praising him. And it just right. and believe God for manifold blessings. Manifold blessings. Right. Lord, thank you for opening doors. Thank you for closing doors that you didn't open. Thank you for the open doors that you allow me to walk in, to be a part of. We thank God for it. You understand?
Right.
Yes. Dry your eyes. Weep no more. If God be for you, who can be against you? For greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. We're releasing hope over the airways today. We're releasing the blood of Jesus Christ over the airways today. We believe by faith that God is going to move on his people's behalf. He hears the cries. He hears the mourns. He hears everything that's going on. God hear it and he see it. We release financial blessings over you today. Blessings in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. That's the prayer for you. Walk in it. Walk in it.
Amen.
Receive it by faith.
Thank
and
you.
Call those things that be not as though they already are in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I appreciate y'all too.
Oh, we love you.
I really needed that though with the stuff.
Well, it's good.
But y'all stay blessed. Y'all stay blessed and y'all continue doing what y'all doing. Even though, you know what I'm saying, y'all do a game changer in the world right now. You know what I'm saying? I see that. But I just want to encourage y'all since y'all encourage me. I'm going to encourage y'all to keep doing what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing.
Glory be to God. Look here. When we get off of this, we're here for 1 hour to pray with you, but to pray with the people. But we want you to give us a call. You got our numbers.
You know.
Give us a call.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to give y'all a call. I'll let y'all and y'all stay safe.
Love
okay.
You, too.
Okay, Shawan, before you
call, all right.
Before you
wait
get
just
off,
a minute.
I want to give you a scripture in Matthew 7:7. It says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. And so God is saying,
right.
This is what we have to do in these last days. Just because one door may close, God always open up another door. If you be faithful over the few things, he'll make you ruler over much. And you continue to seek first the kingdom of God. God bless you. We love you, Shawan.
All right. Love y'all. Y'all stay blessed.
You too.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today on 88.1. We thank you.
Keep going.
Amen. 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 Who do we have on the line today? How can we pray with you?
We have Ronnie Williams, Sr.
Hi, Mr. Williams. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, we are blessed. How can
yes,
we
ma'am.
Pray with you on today?
I didn't hear you. What you say?
I say we're blessed. How can we pray with you today?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm calling because I've been trying to get this program started over at my church school and stuff. We have a gym and a school over there that nobody's using. I've been trying to get this thing open up for these at-risk kids and giving them tutoring and place to go and play basketball and sports and stuff. Ever since probably around before in school last year, but something always seems to get in the way. So I'm trying to get this thing open to help deter away from some of this crime around here that these kids are getting involved in. So I'm asking for prayer so we can get the devil out the way so God can go on and do his job.
Amen. So we're going to pray with you, Mr. Williams, and we're going to touch and agree with you because there's power when in agreements, especially when we ask in Jesus' name. So, Father, we
thank
you and we bless you and we honor you. We adore you. We magnify your name. Father, your word say, where two or three are gathered in your name, you'll be there in the midst thereof. And whatsoever we ask in your son Jesus' name, Lord, we're asking in faith. We're not doubting. We believe the report of the Lord. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or even think according to the power. Father, I ask that you give Mr. Williams wisdom, O God. And Father, the wisdom of God, you say any man lacks wisdom and knowledge, let him ask of God. And you will give it to him liberally, Lord God. We ask, Father, that you will give him the liberty of the word. Father, it's the word that will open up the door. It's the word that will make a way out of no way, Lord God. And Father, we're touching and agreeing with Mr. Williams, Lord. There's a need in the city. There's a need, Lord God, for our young people, whether they black, white, yellow, or brown. There's a need, Lord God. You want them to be safe. And so, Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you will surround him with people of influence in the kingdom of God, that they will come on beside him and help him, oh God, for the vision that you have given him. You say, write the vision, make it plain. It may tarry, but after a while, it shall come to pass. And so, Father, we thank you for the vision that you have given this man of God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over the naysayers and over those that try to come against him. Yes, in the name of Jesus, let God arise and all of your enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Let it be done unto him according to his faith today. In Jesus' majestic name, we ask these blessings. Yes. We say amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to give you a scripture, sir. Yes. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. The Bible says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. So you just take that word, you walk it out by faith and trust God. Believe God.
Yes.
Stand on his promise.
Yes.
For his promises are unto you is yea and amen. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Glory be to God. Well, thank you so much for calling us. We appreciate you calling. Please keep these sisters in prayer. If you are not doing anything, the revival on August the 27th, which is tomorrow and Saturday night, Friday and Saturday night in Glenmore, Louisiana at Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church, 704 Wilson Street. That's Pastor Savannah Sumbler. We will be there with Prophet Eddie Edwards all the way from Beaumont, Texas. One of us will be speaking on tomorrow night, or all three of us, God only knows. And then we have our guest soloist, Elder Trisha Green, and all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the Glory Center, Chief Apostle Enrique Long and Fran Long. So we want to invite you guys to come out and be blessed. Believe God. Stand on his word. Yep. Wear your mask. We will have masks for you, sanitizer for you, whatever we need. We're going to follow the CDC regulations, but we're going to believe God for a mighty move of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And come expecting. Come on now. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless y'all, too.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Who do we have on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Yvette. My son was an innocent bystander last month, and he was shot in the head. And I'm asking for full recovery, prayers for full recovery. He's not able to walk or talk or feed himself.
Yes, ma'am.
And it happened here in Alexandria.
Yes, ma'am. You know what, Miss Yvette, you say your name was Yvette, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Yvette, let me tell you, you know, tragedy comes to take our joy. But Jesus said he came that we may have peace. And the peace of God that passes all understanding. You're talking to someone that know what tragedy is all about. And my word to you today, and we're going to pray for you, keep your faith in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Continue to believe God for the miracle working power.
Yes, Lord.
He's able to raise up dead men. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. The Bible says, if thou can believe it, that all things are possible. Those that come to God must believe that he is. He is the healer. He is the rewarder. He's your deliverer. So you're talking to someone that knows what tragedy, because tragedy hit our family, but God healed our family. And so we're going to believe God for your son. What's your son's name, baby?
Janelle.
Okay. We're going to believe God for Janelle, and we're going to keep Janelle in our prayers. Amen. My sister has a scripture for you.
We're going to stand on the word. In John 10:10, the Bible says that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I have come that Janelle will have life and have it more abundantly. So that we believe God for the abundant life. The devil meant this thing for evil, but we believe God that he will turn it around for his good and for his glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you agree with that today?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
So look, let me tell you, baby, don't look at what you see with your natural eyes. Don't look in with your natural eyes at your son. You look in the eyes of the spirit, of the eyes of faith. And you speak to every limb in his body in the authority of Jesus' name. You get you some anointing oil. You anoint his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And you tell the devil he shall live and he shall not die. I command his hands to feed him again. I command his feet to move them legs again. I command that brain to come back to life again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Baby, stand on the word. Stand on, no matter how bad it looks, have faith in God. Believe God. Trust God. Stand on his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
Well, my sister has given you the word of God, and we're going to pray. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you there's power in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
there's healing in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
there's deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for Janelle, the manifestation of your glory, Father. Oh, God, I thank you even as we speak, as the mother cried out, Lord God, for her son, Lord God. Father, we stand in proxy with her right now. We're touching the brain, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to his brain tissues, his cells, every part of his brain, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that Janelle is healed, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will show forth your glory, God. I thank you that he will walk, Lord God. Rise up and take up your bed and walk in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that he will speak, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I heard you say you restore what the cankerworm and what the caterpillar and what the locusts have stolen, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, as we speak, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you are operating, God, by not by natural means, God, but by the Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God, breathe on him right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that miracles, signs, and wonders will follow those that believe in Jesus' name. Father, we cast out doubt and we say, let faith arise and all of our enemies be scattered. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And amen. And amen. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. And let me tell you, sister, if we don't live here in Alexandria, we live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But I'm going to give you a number that you can call. Even we have a prayer line there in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Monday nights. We're going to give that to you. And so when you need prayer, you can call us. You can call this number, 918-284-5030. And we'll give you the information to the prayer line.
Again, that number is 918-284-5030. If you want any type of prayer, you can call that number. Just leave a voicemail. And also, the prayer line is every Monday night at 7 p.m. You can text that number, 918-284-5030. You can text that number, and we will get your prayer request. And believe me, we will stand in agreement with you in prayer for your prayer needs. No, we just thank you for calling us today. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Stand in
Amen.
Faith, honey.
Yes.
Stand in faith. Well, believe God.
You live local here in Alexandria?
Yes.
Okay, baby. All right, then. Text that number. Just give us a little text, and we'll respond to you after the radio session is over, okay?
Okay, 918-284-5030.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
To God be the glory, honey.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Bye-bye.
We just want to thank you for joining us today at 88.1. We are here to touch and agree with you. Also to remind you of the revival that is happening tomorrow night at August the 27th and also August the 28th at Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church all the way in Glenmore, Louisiana. We want you to come out to 704 Wilson Street in Glenmore, Pastor Savannah Sumbler, awesome woman of God. We just believe in God for miracles, signs, and wonders. We want to just encourage you to come out. We are following all of CDC guidelines. We have masks. We have everything that you may need if you just come. Don't let fear keep you in the house. We speak to the airways in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers the earth. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Also, we want to encourage you to call us here on this broadcast, 318-484-2500. Also, if you're out of town, you can call 877-464-2500. If you have any prayer requests, we want you to be encouraged today. We're here to uplift you, to encourage you in the Lord Jesus. Hope thou in God. He told us that on the way here. Hope thou in God. Also, we also want to tell you about our prayer line that we have every Monday night. If you have any prayer requests, and no matter where you are in the United States of America, you can call this number. It's a free call, free conference call prayer. That number is 605-313-6354. And the access code is 483-857 every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. God bless you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. If you have any prayer requests, you have any prayer needs, we want to plead the blood of Jesus over Alexandria.
Yes.
We want to plead the blood of Jesus over Oakdale.
Yes.
We want to plead the blood of Jesus over Glenmore, yes. Cheneyville, yes. Bunky, Shreveport, Opelousas, wherever you may be, stand up on the word of God. Believe God. Trust God. And watch him do it. It may look like it's going to tarry. It may look like it ain't nothing happening. But if you continue to stand,
yes.
And the Bible say after you've done all the stand.
Yes. Yes.
And stand.
Yes.
That means don't give up. Don't lose heart.
Yes.
There was an unjust judge, Trisha, that was in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
And the woman of God, she just kept going to this judge, And do you know not that God gave her the recovery that she needed? She gave her the what she needed? Amen.
Faith keeps moving.
Yes.
It don't stand still. You have to have faith. And when you believe, you got to continue to move out on faith. In Jesus' name. Who do we have on the line?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
We're blessed. How about you?
I'm blessed. Who am I speaking with?
This is
Missionary Williams.
Missionary Williams.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling this morning to ask them to seek your prayer for any families that might be grieving right now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're going to pray for that. Anything else, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
No, ma'am.
We worship you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Father, we stretch our hands to thee.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, no other help we know right now.
Oh, yes.
If thy withdraw thy help from us, Lord,
whither
shall we go? Father, we come once again, Father, petition the throne room. Oh, God, we petition the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who owns the heavens and the earth. We're calling upon you for every family, Lord God. Father, your words say, Father, call on me, and you will answer, and you will show us great and mighty things, God. And Father, as we call upon the name of Jesus, Father, we're standing in the gap for every family, Lord God, has been grieving over these last 2 years, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you are present help in time of trouble, Lord God. Father, we're calling upon you. You are the Lord God that comforts, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that weeping may come at night, but joy, oh God, we thank you for joy, God. Joy cometh in the morning, God. And so, Lord, we speak, Father, to every family, Lord God, to hold to your hand, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that whom you hold in your hands, the devil himself cannot pluck them out, oh God. We thank you that you're the Lord that comforts, oh God. You're the Lord that heals, oh God. You're the Lord that gives peace, oh God. You're the Lord that has joy, oh God. We calling on the Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for this missionary lady, Lord God, Miss Williams, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as she's standing in the gap for her family, Lord God, standing in the gap for her friends, oh God, standing in the gap for nations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, it's by your Son Jesus Christ, God, our hearts are being healed. Our hearts are being healed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you now, Lord God.
In the name of
Touch
Jesus.
Every family, Father, whether they're here or whether they're overseas, wherever they be, God, your word is not too short that it cannot heal, it cannot save, and it cannot deliver. We know that all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Psalms 34 and 18. The Bible says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted.
Yes, Lord.
And save those who are crushed in spirit. So God is close to the ones who are grieving right now.
Yes, yes.
I know it ain't a good thing to lose a loved one, to lose someone that you love. But just grab hold to God.
Yes.
Grab hold to him. He'll comfort you.
Oh, yes.
He will wrap you in his arms. We lost our mother not too long ago. She was the only parent that I knew. But you know what? The comfort of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
He wraps you in his arms. So when you think you want to cry, God will give you some joy.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much for calling.
God bless. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, we're announcing the revival that's going to take place in Glenmore, Louisiana at 704 Wilson Street. The pastor is Pastor Savannah Sumner. We invite you to come out and fellowship with us on the Friday the 27th and the 28th. The time of the revival will start at 7 p.m. That Friday night and that Saturday night. We're also, once again, we're letting you know who's going to be speaking from out of Marshall, Texas. We have a soulist. Her name is Elder Trisha Green, all the way from Children's Deliverance Temple in Marshall, Texas. We have
Eric and Fran Long. We also have Prophet Eddie Edwards on Friday night. This is going to be a mighty move of God. We are believing God. We're trusting God. So if you're not doing anything on Friday and Saturday night, come out. Come out. Pastor Savannah Sumler, of Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church. God has touched her heart and allowed these three sisters. There is another sister, you guys.
Amen.
You just got two of us today. But, oh, we got another sister. Her name is Minister Sharon Lee.
That's right.
And you know what? We don't want to leave our sister
That's
out.
That's right.
She's watching the babies, y'all. Yeah. Come on now. She is at home. She is watching the babies, but she will be here tomorrow to minister to you, to pray with you guys, and to just encourage you. We might all three be here tomorrow. We don't know. Whatever God say, that's what we're going to do. But we just want to encourage you to come out and to be blessed at this revival. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church. Amen.
Amen. And don't forget to wear your mask.
Yes.
Don't forget to wear your mask. You know that the Bible says get wisdom and understanding. Yes. So we want to have wisdom. Yes. We want to have that wisdom of God. So before we can be safe and everyone can come out and have a blessed time in the Lord. But most of all, we are believing God for souls.
Amen.
We're believing God to show his mighty power for hand and the services. So we thank God for you listening to these sisters. We are anointed and obedient vessels of God's ministry out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And talk with the sisters.
Amen. Amen. You probably have seen us. We do a talk show. On Facebook, do Facebook Lives. We used to have it where we would be on television, but amen, God is going to open that door back up again. But we just believe God that he is going to bless. He is going to bless. We are some sisters that ain't ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we will pray and we will lay hands in the name of Jesus. We just believe God for miracles, signs, and wonders. Will you believe God with us? Will you stand with us in agreement that God will come and he will heal, he will deliver, he will set free? Just stand in faith. We want to give a shout out to Bishop Simon in Glenmore, Louisiana.
Amen.
We want to give a shout out to Pastor Dexter Renners in Glenmore of Mount Olive Baptist Church. We just want to thank God for the men and women of God. Pastor Jardera, I know him here in Alexandria. Lord Jesus, help me. Yeah, Pastor Darrell Keller here in Alexandria, Louisiana. We just want to give a shout out to the ones that we know. We want to give a shout out to the ones that we don't know. You know, we have a lot of people standing in a gap for this ministry. We want to give a shout out to our under shepherds, Apostle Jerome Steele and Pastor Yolanda Steele in Tulsa, Oklahoma. People are believing God. People are standing in a gap for anyone who wants to come out to this revival, to be healed, to be delivered, and to be set free. Pastor Maggie Horton, we just want to thank God for her today, standing in the gap for us. You know, people are praying. People are still standing in faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Also, we're giving out shout-outs. We want to shout out to Pastor Ruth in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Pastor Kane, and Pastor Tommy Davis. And so if you want to get in contact with the sisters, you can go to talk. It's TALQUE 3sisters.com. That is our website. And if you want to sow a seed into this ministry, it's Cash App. Then the dollar sign A-N-A-N-D-E-O.
A-N-D.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A-N-D.
A-N-D. I'm sorry. Ministry.
So. She messing it up, y'all. She messing it up, but that's okay. She negotiate her heart. It's dollar sign, capital A-A-N-D-O, ministry. That's our Cash App. If you would like to sow a seed, if you want to sow a seed into this ministry where there's good ground, this is good ground. Just go ahead and do that. We just believe God for you. Believe God that he's going to do great things and mighty things in you. So please call the number 318-484-2500. And if you're out of town, 877-464-2500. It's going to be a free. That's all we can say, free.
And also the revival will be on Facebook this Friday and Saturday. Once again, thank you for joining 88.1 this afternoon. We want to lift up a general prayer for those that's been sick in the hospital with the COVID disease and Delta. So we're going to have my sister Bridget pray in a minute.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now because you are our God.
Yes, Lord.
You are our Father.
Yes, Lord.
And besides you, there is no other God. Father, you said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. We come believing, Father. We come in first to ask for forgiveness of all of our sins, Father. We ask that you will wash us and that you will cleanse us in the blood of thy Son, Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you that you are the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Father, your words say that you will bless our bread and you will bless our water and you will take sickness from among us. Father, I stand in agreement for the ones who are praying against the spirit of COVID. We pray in agreement, Father. Father, you say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Father, your word said that you would then hear from heaven.
Yes.
You said that you will heal the land, Father. Father, we asking that you will heal the land.
Yes,
we asking for deliverance in the land, Lord God. Father, there's so much that's going on.
Yes,
suicide.
Yes.
We come against you in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Father, we come against murders in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against death, the death toll in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of drugs and alcohol in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just, in the name of Jesus, release hope. We release hope in the name of Jesus. We come against the murdering spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against everything that's not of you, witchcraft, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are uprooted in Jesus' name by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We believe the report of the Lord. Father, you say that whatsoever we ask in Jesus' name, Father, your words say that you would do it. You say what two or three are touching and agreeing. Anything that we ask in Jesus' name, you say that you would do, Lord God. So, Father, we ask that you would touch that patient that's on the respirator right now.
Lord.
We ask that you will move on the ICU unit, Lord God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray that you will move in the NIC unit,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
We pray for every doctor.
Yes.
We pray for every nurse.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen the people,
Lord.
That you would encourage your people,
Thank
Lord
you.
God. We pray that hope will be released
yes,
in them, Lord God. We pray that they will look to the hills from which cometh the help.
Yes,
for all our help comes from you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, who made the heavens and made the earth.
Yes,
Father, we pray for every policeman right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
every ambulance driver, Lord God. We pray for the government, the mayors, the president of the United States. We pray for everyone, Lord God.
Father.
Everyone who has breath in their body right now. We lift them up today before you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
I heard you say, is there anything too hard for God?
Yes.
Is there anything too hard for you? There is nothing too hard for you to do. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think according to the power that works down on the inside of us. And Lord God, you said the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives down on the inside of us.
Lord.
So Lord God, we call those things. We believe you today. We take hold to the altar today. And we believe you by faith in
Father.
The mighty name of Jesus
Father.
That you will walk with us, Lord.
Father.
That you will talk with us, Lord.
Yes.
That you will never leave us, Lord.
Yes.
Nor would you forsake us, Lord. Do it for your glory, Father.
Yes, Father.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord God, when it's all said and done, Father, to you be the glory.
Father.
To you be the power.
Yes,
and to you be the honor.
Yes,
and Lord
Father.
God, we thank you that whatsoever
Father.
We bind on earth
shall
be loosed in heaven.
Yes,
and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed. And loose in heaven shall be loosed on earth. Lord, you know my heart.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord God, we thank
you.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you,
for
Lord.
What you're going to do.
Thank
what you're
Father.
Doing already. And what you're doing going to come.
Yes,
in
Father.
Jesus' name.
In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
We loosen the word of God over
Lord.
The airways today.
Yes.
We loosen
That's
the
right.
power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your homes today. You take the word of God
yes,
and
Lord.
You apply it over your household. In the name of Jesus, and you anoint your walls, you anoint yourselves, you bind up the devil, and you send him back to the pits of hell, for he has no authority in Jesus' name. For Jesus is our King of kings, and he's the Lord of lords. Over every situation, Jesus is
Lord.
And besides him, there is no other God. Once again, we thank you for joining us this afternoon on 88.1. We thank God for our host that's behind the scenes on the mic, and we thank God for her. Also, we want to invite you to call this number for prayer. We have just a few more minutes, and if you need a prayer this afternoon or have a prayer request, please call 318-484-2500, or that 1-800 number is 877-464-2500.
You know, Tricia, the Bible said that man ought to always pray,
right,
and not faint. You know, that's what's going on in the world today. People are trusting in their own strength.
Yes, come on now.
They're trusting in their own strength. But see, you don't have enough strength to deal with these things that's going
that's
on.
That's right.
You don't have enough strength. I want to encourage somebody today. You don't have enough strength. Amen.
You got to put your trust in the Lord.
Amen. Put your faith in Jesus.
Yes.
Pray. Pray about everything.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you for calling 88.1 today. We thank you for calling in. Who do we have on the line today?
Connie.
Hey, Miss Connie. We thank you for calling. How can we pray for you today?
I need prayer for me and my family.
Amen. Honey, don't give up.
That's right.
Don't give up. Don't give up. I feel your spirit all the way through this airway. Don't give up. Don't be cast down.
Yes,
don't be cast down.
Yes.
Hope thou in God.
Yes,
have faith in God.
Yes,
you can change your own atmosphere by the words that you speak out of your mouth. The Bible say life and death is in the power of your tongue, and you shall eat the fruit thereof. Change what you say. Change what you speak. Have faith in God.
Yes.
Have faith in God. Believe. Go ahead. I didn't hear you. What you say?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Connie today. Father, we thank you right now that there is nothing too hard for you to do. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to move on Connie's behalf. Father, touch her family. Father, she has great love in her heart for her family. If she didn't, she wouldn't have called this number today. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to move, Lord God. We ask you to heal. We ask you to save. We ask you to deliver. We ask you to set free. Father, whatsoever is in our house that's not of you, we bind it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind every principality, every power, every wickedness that sits in high places, in our mind, in our home, in the authority of Jesus' name. We cast you down. We bring you down by the word of God. That whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. We bind your wickedness in the name of Jesus. And we release the peace of God. We release the love of Jesus Christ. The hope of God. The hope of the King of glory. Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah Tzitzkenu, our righteousness.
Thank you.
We release it now in the name of Jesus. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the whole armor of God. Stand in the name of Jesus. And after you've done all the stand. Bind up that devil. Tell the devil to get out. Open up your door and tell him to get out of your house.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Draw the bloodline over your house.
Draw
the bloodline over your children. Draw the bloodline. Plead the blood of Jesus.
Lord,
stand on the word of God.
Yes,
believe God.
Thank you, Lord.
Believe God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Psalms 121.
Amen.
Listen.
Thank you, Lord.
In Psalms 121, Connie said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills.
I will lift up my eyes, which in the hills come in my help.
My help.
All of my help cometh from the Lord.
Who made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, and the Lord is thy shade. And upon thy right hand, the sun shall smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord is your helper. The Lord is your keeper. He's your defender.
The Lord is my keeper.
Yes.
My defender.
And so we touch and agree with you, Miss Connie. Thank you so much for calling
thank
in.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. We're going to keep you in our prayers. We love you, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you,
Jesus. We love you. You take care.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
You know what? Right now, we just want to lift up every pastor in this area.
Yes.
You know, things seem like it's hopeless. Things look like your members, your church, and everything is falling off. People are doing whatever they want to do. But I want to encourage the pastors, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers. We come to encourage you on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, don't give up hope. Don't throw in the towel. Things may look like they're weary. Things may look like it's all over because of this situation that's going on. But if you go in your prayer closet and you close the door and you ask God to bless, you ask God to open up the doors, the windows of heaven, and to pour you out a blessing. You ask God to strengthen you. God will do it. God will do it. God will do it. He hears you. God hears your prayers today. He hears you. And I just want to encourage every leader, every leader that's here in Louisiana, I want you to be encouraged today, to be encouraged despite of what it looks like. Look to the hills from which cometh your help.
Yes.
For all your help comes from the Lord,
yes, Lord.
Who made the heavens and made the earth.
Lord Jesus.
Be encouraged on today.
Yes.
And for the last thing that we're going to say today, we want to encourage you to come out.
Yes, Lord.
We want you to come out, encourage you to come out.
Yes, Lord.
August the 27th and the 28th, that's tomorrow night and Saturday night, at 704 Wilson Street. In Glenmore, Louisiana, Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church. If you just press your way into the house. Wear your mask. We're going to do temperature checks. We're going to do whatever it takes to abide by the law. But we want to encourage you. We have people and men and women of God who is traveling in from North Carolina, from Tulsa, Oklahoma, from Beaumont, Texas, that's going to be here to bless you. Come on out. But mainly, the Spirit of the living God is going to be in the house. We're just trusting God and believing God. Amen.
Amen. And one more scripture is Isaiah 41 and 10. It says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, pastors, leaders of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is strengthening you and help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. Thank you once again for joining Anointed and Obedient Vessels of God's Ministry out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm Pastor Patricia, Minister Bridget, Minister Sharon. We are the sisters, and we are out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, from Glenmore, Louisiana.
Amen. All born and raised in Glenmore, Louisiana.
Amen. Amen.
And anything good come out of Glenmore.
Amen.
Yes, it can.
Yes, it
hope
can.
Hope thou in God, Glenmore.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We want to encourage all of those that had surgeries this week. We speak healing in the Jesus
healing
name.
Is the children's
and we all encourage those, like one lady called in, those that's grieving this week, be thou, just be confident in your prayers and know that God will keep you. Know that he loves you. In Jesus' name.
Be blessed. Come on out tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church, Pastor Savannah Sumbler. We hope to see you there. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless.
God bless you for joining us.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord.